This week we're going to be talking about success, and that's a big thing. If you live in America, you probably have noticed we're in one of the most successful nations of all time. Just militarily, we won the American Revolution, World Wars, back-to-back, undefeated. And now you're talking about just the Olympics. Go to the Olympics and you watch the Summer Olympics. Who's on the top of the list for medal count? The Americans. Now, I think that affects us not only as a culture, but it also affects us as an individual. What would you say is successful to you? Would it be money? Would it be respect? Would it be a good career? Would it be being a good parent? Now you take all of these things and you say, I don't have all these examples of what it means to be a success in this world. I think you do. And I think every one of us has our own criteria of what success is. And if I would just let you write it down and go in the corner and say, what would be success to you? I think you could do it. Assuming no one else would see it, you could write down, this is what success means. Now take that list. Would you say, based on that list, Jesus was a success in this world? As far as power, he fought against the politicians of his day and they killed him. As far as money, he didn't even own a house. He didn't have a place to lay his head. As far as friends and popularity, he was popular for a while. He even had a sermon where literally everybody left except his 12 disciples. From a worldly perspective, Jesus was not successful, but I think if we just step back and say, was Jesus successful? We'd say absolutely he was, based on his purpose. This is what it says in Philippians. He made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. So my question to you is this. What is success in your life? I don't think it's trying to get results. God doesn't give us results that you should have this much money or this kind of house or this kind of thing in your life. God wants us to live according to the purpose he has given us. And God has given you a purpose, and obviously God has given Christ a purpose, which was, in his omniscience, God saw a world that needed saving, a world that included you. And God says, I'm going to go do it. I'm going to go all the way to the cross, and I'm going to succeed at saving the world. That includes you. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you are so successful. Living in this world is so hard, and we have so many things that we compare ourselves to. We want success on so many different levels. Help us find our true purpose, which is living for you, and let the results take care of themselves. Help us live for the way that you designed us. We know that you have a plan set out for us. Help us live in that plan and be someone who can live in people's life to share the ultimate message of the greatest success of all time. You came to this world to take sins away. We ask this in your name. Amen.